This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. The smarter people than I up in the chat room. Also, you know, I'm finding out that I'm sorry, I am remiss in doing this for you, with you, to you, whatever. But we're also live up on Facebook, and apparently there's a lot of conversation that goes on there. It just goes right by me. So, you know, bear with me. I'm getting used to this stuff too, you know. So, in watching the, it's kind of interesting if you pay attention and watch the debate, not the debates, the just, the movement by Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump, and then Mr. Obama's involvement, if you would, in the election cycle. Quite interesting in watching him get involved and engaged and put himself in it. And the funny thing about it, whenever you hear him defending Hillary, he's really not defending Hillary. He seems to be defending himself, which I always thought was kind of interesting, you know? And when you hear him talk again against some of these issues, it's always, and you know, well that didn't, oh yeah, if he's got a teleprompter, he's fine. But if he doesn't have a teleprompter, it's more like a, yeah, you know, and Mr. Trump thinks that all he has to do is put up a wall and it's going to fix it. He is so dangerous. And you're thinking to yourself, God, stop. Just stop now. Right? Just stop now. Make it easy on everybody. Just stop now. Anyhow, so what I want to do is this. I put a little compilation together. I want you to hear this. And then we'll kind of discuss amongst ourselves, okay? Let me see. I got to find the right one, though. There you go. That one right there. Otherwise, it's not a lot of fun.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children.
I almost got sick the first time I listened to this. Is this the right one? Yeah. No, come on. Yeah, that's the right one. When I listened to this the first time, when he did his speech, I didn't give it a whole bunch of thought. But now when I went back to listen to it, to kind of, I won't say rip it up, but dissect it a little bit, check this out.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs for the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to flow and our planet began to heal.
Are we serious? The clouds are going to part. The world's going to heal. The ocean's going to heal. Thank you, Jesus. What does that sound like to you? I mean, I'm serious. It sounded like this was the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, right? When you hear him talking like that? You know, as a Christian, I got to tell you, I realize some people go overboard, and I'm willing to allow for that. You know, people get stupid, and you can pull them back in and what have you. But, oh, my God, it really sounded like this was, he was talking about something out of the Bible. You know, our people are able to have health insurance now. Now we're going to heal the sick. Well, you know what? Sounds like a line out of the Bible, right? We're going to heal the sick. Let me tell you, Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Obama's accomplishments. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's start off with the labor participation rates, okay? Right? In 2009, when he took office, we had 80 million people that weren't participating in the process, okay? 80 million people. Well, let's be fair about it. We had 80,500,000, okay? So good number here. In July 2016, the count was 94 million people, right? 94 and a half million people. That's almost 14 million people have dropped out since he's taken office. That's 14 million people that have dropped out, that aren't participating. Not that can't work, but now are no longer participating. Do you realize it hasn't been this low since the second worst president in history? Well, I guess, yeah, he is the second worst president in history, Mr. Jimmy Carter, because the first president in history is still in office. We have to wait for him to go. I mean, this guy is delusional, seriously delusional. And you know what? Do not send me and ask me for the links. You do your homework, too, okay? I'm doing my homework. I have to go look this stuff up. I have to go check this stuff out. You can check it out, too. All right? Let me see. People are making less money today than they were in 2009. Now, it's not going to sound like a whole bunch of money, but when you pull it all together, it is a whole bunch of money. Think about something. Well, I'll hit that in a second. The average household paid today is about $57,000, and I know some of you go, where the heck are they getting paid that? A little over $57,000, right? That's the average across the country. That was in 2009, not today, 2009. $57,000, about $500. In June of 2016, it was $57,000, about $200, right? So it's only a couple hundred bucks less. Not a big deal, right? Right, not a major deal. But remember something, and we'll get to this in a second. You have to pay more in health care. Well, we were supposed to pay less, but you're paying more for health care. You're getting less benefits. There aren't as many full-time jobs. You're not getting the benefits you used to get with those same jobs. It's a bigger picture than just saying, it's only a few hundred dollars, Joe. What's the big whoop? When it comes to health care, you'll have to wait for after the break. Really, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot to spew on. Mr. Obama's accomplishments. You got to hear them all. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Music is a world within itself. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over there, have some fun, see what's going on, get involved with other people smarter than I am. Seriously. Let me finish up with this. I just get irritated when I play these clips of his. And I, you know, they're teleprompters. So there's what you hear from him, he's already thought out. Somebody's already given him the information. Now, again, some of us are insulted at the fact that it sounds like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Right? He's got it all worked out. And once he shows up on the scene, everything's going to be fixed. Well, let's talk about some real numbers here real quick. And I said earlier, people are making less today than they were in 2009. And you say, oh, it's only a couple hundred bucks. It's not a big deal. Well, I'll tell you, this is how it becomes a big deal, because you have to look at the whole picture. They keep carving out, and I mean they being the progressive Democrats, they keep carving out these little pieces like they don't mean anything. Well, every little piece means something to the whole. In 2010, the family coverage to cover a whole family, the basic cost to cover a whole family a year was $13,700. In 2015, by the end of 2015, it was up to $17,500 with higher deductibles and less service. And no, you couldn't see your doctor anymore. And no, you couldn't go to the hospital that you wanted to go to. That's almost $3,800 more than you were paying. But, we were told that we were going to save $2,500. So, if you're in business and you're trying to work things out and you're figuring out your loss, guess what? Your loss here, let me see, three, there's four, a five, six, you're up over 6,000. So it's actually costing you, I'm just doing government math. So he was going to save you $2,500. Not only did he not save you the $2,500, but he tacked on $3,800 at the top of the ticket. The use of food stamps skyrocketed. We are now at 46%. 46%. So, again, you have got to. You've got to understand where this stuff is coming from. So when he says all these things, when you hear all these things, I just don't know. I don't know how you honestly. I got a lot more to say, but we've got to. Let me see if I can. If I screw this up, call back. We got Stacey Shrimp on the line with me. Stacey, thank you. Well, you look at. I can't. I can use a computer, but I can't figure out how to use a phone. It's disgusting. Anyhow, Stacey, thanks for joining me tonight. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. I'm not the most computer tech. Savvy guys, I have no moral high ground on this particular topic.
All right. So what's going on? What caused you to call?
I saw that you posted on your page that you were discussing unions tonight.
We were.
I'm passionate. I apologize to you and to your listening audience for coming late with it, but I didn't get an opportunity earlier to hear it. But that's a very important topic to me personally. I have a lot of passion for that issue. I was very involved with the right-to-work movement here in the state of Michigan when we became a right-to-work state. In fact, when the right-to-work movement was launched here in Michigan, I was one of the people that held a press conference. We simultaneously held several press conferences across the state to announce the movement, and I held one here in Flint, Michigan, where I was heckled by union members as being a pawn and an Uncle Tom and a sellout and all these other wonderful terms that they used that evening, that morning, should I say. And but I saw that you were talking about break the union stronghold. What was the deal is
there's a fellow trying to start a movement here in California, and he thinks the way that he can break the union stronghold is to start breaking up our assembly districts, our Senate districts, into much smaller districts. And he thinks by doing that, we'll have a lot more local representation. It won't take as much money to run, and he thinks he can break the back of the union that way. In California, and I'll let you hit that in just 1 second. In California, we have broken up into districts, some of our school districts, into smaller districts, and it could actually work the opposite of that. But tell me what your take is on it.
I take the unions are entrenched in the very culture of the state of California and Michigan and other union stronghold states. It's as much, if not more, a cultural battle, in my honest opinion, as it is a legislative battle. And so you have to deal with it on that level. You know, I've written policy research papers. Part of it is addressing the false narratives on a cultural grassroots level and really doing it and mapping out a strategy for about a year. It takes time. I mean, it took us a year, 15 months to really do a lot of grassroots campaigning, small groups, getting with the local conservative groups, I mean, it just takes time. And we didn't do that from a top-down perspective here in Michigan. We did it from a bottom-up perspective, and we got grassroots support for it. And then by the time it got to the legislation here in Michigan, who was, you know, the governor was against it, the Speaker of the House was against it. But by the time, a year later, you know, we're talking about a Republican supermajority, by the way, in Michigan. The Republican governor was against it, and the Republican Speaker of the House was against it. So, but by the time they knew when it happened, there was so much momentum coming from the grassroots level. They had to support it. And I don't live in California, and I understand that all politics is, you know, logistics and local, but I've got to believe that on that grassroots level in California, if they can fight that cultural battle. What I focused on personally, Joe, and I apologize for being long-winded, but what I was doing was I was writing a lot of articles and doing a lot of commentaries and doing a lot of radio appearances, going to NAACP community meetings and literally walking in and talking about right to work and labor history and the fact that the unions are pushing false narratives as to the historical relationship between the black community and the unions. And so, because a lot of black people now, a lot of poor people, minorities, and poor white working class union members think that these people are pro-civil rights, pro-poor people, pro-veterans, because they fund certain things. But if they were to turn around and take a look at the politicians and the policies that the unions are funding through their union dues, they would find out that they're telling their people one thing, but politically doing something quite different.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. No kidding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I think if we can educate people on that, and for example, take California for it. You listen to my statement. What are you talking about?
You got about 40 seconds, so go fast.
Okay, in California, the majority of the black voters came out against gay marriage. That is not something that the majority of black Christians wanted to do in California. The unions came out and funded that.
Yep.
The gay marriage proposal out in California. So that's one strong example of how the unions took the union dues of their minority workers and funded against their values.
Stacy, I got to let you go, man, but I will bring you back on. We need to have a lot of conversation around this. Thanks for calling in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to finish up on Obama's greatest hits. Not many of them. Right after this. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me so much. I really do. I mean, I always agree with what you post, type, send me, what have you, but I do appreciate you getting involved. So we can catch back up here at the beginning of the hour. We're doing Obama's greatest hits, right? His greatest accomplishments. But let's go back and hit it again from the beginning. So, and I don't mean my commentary from the beginning, but some of you may have. I want you to get in a state of mind. I want you to. This is the president's speech, you know, when he first came into power and what he was going to do and. It just made everybody feel like, you know, maybe Jesus did return. Here, take a listen.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this...
Boy, did we screw up. I'm sorry.
...was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs for the job...
Yeah, care for the sick. Not so much for the vets. If you're not a sick vet, then it's okay. I just went through these. I want you to bear in mind, take a listen. He's talking about how we provided care for the sick, jobs for the jobless. I mean, listen to what he says, and let's hit the real numbers.
When we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs for the jobless, this was the moment when the rise of the ocean began to flow and our planet began to heal.
Sweet Jesus. Every time I hear that, I can't stop laughing. It's like I got into a comedy show again. So, you'll have to go back. You go back to the beginning later on when we put the podcast up. Go right back to the beginning. I talk about this in detail, right? Labor participation rate, worst it's been since the second worst president ever. Jimmy Carter, right? I mean, that man is, you know how he beat cancer, right? Because, you know, when you're a very joyous, happy person, your body tends to want to heal itself. When he saw what was going down at administration, he didn't need no drugs. He just got so happy that he didn't know what to do with himself. Anyhow, so he's going to go down as the second worst president in history. This one will go down as the first, mark my words, unless the left gets a hold of history books. So, labor participation rate in 2000, and you go back, look up on the website later, I'll have all this stuff up. 2009, Okay, January 2009, we were at a little over 80 million people. We're not participating. All right? In July 2016, right, because we're getting better, 94 million, a little over, almost 94.5 million people not participating. It's $14 million. I mean, that's 14 million people no longer participating. Second lowest since Jimmy Carter. Okay? People making less today than they were in 2009. It's only a couple of hundred bucks from 57,400 to, in 2009, January 2009, June 2016, 57,200. It's only 200 bucks, right? I mean, you blow that in lottery tickets, some of you. Not a big deal. But here's the deal. Remember, he keeps telling us how it's getting better. And most of that salary is being made by having 2 and 3 part-time jobs. You're not getting the benefits you used to get. So now you've gone down a couple of hundred bucks. Now in health care, in 2010, family coverage was about 13,700, right? 13,700, almost 14 grand. In 2015, it cost you over $17,000, $17,500 with higher deductibles and less service. It's almost $3,800 more. We were promised a $2,500 break. You know, in business, that's a loss. That's a bad thing. Not only did we not save the $2,500 we had in the budget, but it cost us an extra $3,800, which is over $6,000 in expenses to the average family. So now you're making less money, you're working harder to make less money, you're paying more money for health care that you're getting. At least he's consistent. You have to admit, Obama is consistent. Consistently, the opposite consistently happens of what he says. This is a feat that I don't think anybody else has ever done, right? We have food stamps that have skyrocketed by 40. There are 46% more people on food stamps today than when he took office. This is all, but just so we're clear, this is all Bush's fault, right? Just so we're clear. All right. In January 2000, home ownership is down under Obama, way down under Obama. So people can't get in the homes. They can't afford to get in the homes. They have bad credit. They have no money. They have 3 jobs. They're not making the money they need to make. I know I'm flying through this thing. In August 2016. Right, we have almost $20 trillion in debt. He doubled our debt in 8 years, in less than 8 years. In over 200 years, there's been no other president that has doubled the debt. He's done it. And he has to do it with big bucks, right? Now, unlike the left who love to blame all the woes on the Republicans, okay, I'm also going to say that he inherited a bit of a mess. He inherited a problem. So did Reagan. So have other presidents in the past. And they looked to experts to help them work it out and make it happen. Not him. Not him, no, because he is the expert, as you can see. He had both houses. Think about this. At one point, he had both houses. He had total control. He had all 3 branches of power. For 2 years, nobody could have stopped him from doing anything, as you saw happen with the health care. You can't blame it all on conservative Republicans. You can't do that anymore. You know, some say the stock market is doing great. I'm not so sure about that, because some people I talk to, the experts say, no, not really. Look at the numbers. It's really not doing that great. And if you're honest with yourself, even you guys on the left, if you are truly honest with yourself, go back and look at the cycles over the last year where the Fed has threatened to raise rates. And every time they threaten to raise rates, the market takes a nosedive. It is being propped up by the Fed. It is being artificially propped up. You need to understand that. Because it will crash eventually. It will go lower than it did before. And Wall Street might be doing a whole boatload better. Maybe Wall Street, the fat cats are making more money. And I don't know what the number is because I didn't write it down and I lost the article. But under Mr. Obama, the Wall Street tycoons have done very well. But you and I haven't. As you saw earlier, less in our paycheck, more for health care, with less services. I'm working twice as hard not to make as much money. But Wall Street's not. The southern border's a mess. And come on, I don't want to hear somebody try to play the game tonight that we were, that we were in better shape, all right, that we're deporting more than ever before. It's not true. Look at how they're using the numbers. Look at how they're coming up with the deportations. We don't go chase anybody. They can't find 92% of the people that came over the border illegally that have been given, not deportation orders, but letters, okay, to go back to court. They can't find them. They don't know where they are. How the heck are they deporting people they can't find? Or maybe like they do with the jobs, they're figuring if they can't find them, they probably went back to Mexico. Well, there you go. Problem solved. Has there been any other president we've been attacked on our soil? We've had this much terrorism go on our own home soil than this president. See, the thugs see him as weak, right? The Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese, we can go through the whole list, right? They all see him as weak. And they're becoming stronger. They're becoming allies there. They never were before. They look to us to help them. And some of you are okay with that. I'm not. I want them to look at this big brother, not Putin. We are less wealthy, we are less safe, and we are less looking like the America of the early days. Let that sink in. Okay? You got 14 million more people have dropped out because they can't find it. Look it. There is a point where it doesn't make any sense. If I can get $400 a week from disability or 300 in California, 380, 400 bucks right in there. Right? And the only job I can find is a part-time job at Burger King, and I'm not belittling Burger King work. Don't just shut up and leave me alone. But under Burger King, you know, and I get a part-time job. I'm barely making ends meet. I get my $280 paycheck every week, or even if it's $300. Now I got to have grease all over my face and everything else. Are you out of your mind? It's easier for me to pick up the government check. So I could. I don't want to make myself sick, so I'm not going to beat up. I mean, I got a list another 9 miles long I could go over with him. What has happened since he's been in office? What hasn't happened since we've been in office? How bad it's been? When we come back, I am not an advocate of the mafia, but I got to tell you something. Based on some of the stories that I'm reading, I don't know. Maybe what we should do is take the fight for ISIS or of ISIS. Let's take it away from the military. And let's hire the mafia to handle it for us. Talk about a little bit about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So
know you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Don't you love that big band sound? We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Love that stuff. No, really, seriously. If I could take 20 years off my life and go chance playing a band like that, I would do it. I won't tell you what kind of bands I played in when I was younger. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listening to The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. on the air, in the chat room, texting. I'm easily distracted. Come on, you guys have been listening. We've been on the air almost 8 years now. I think we're up to 22 listeners. I'm really excited. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. And I do take the suggestions you give me. I had somebody tease me about having 70s music, and I went away from it. I tried to change it a little bit, but I don't like it. So I went back to what I like. You know, at least give me that much going in and out of the segments. But I do appreciate how much you get involved on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me texts and emails and that kind of stuff during the thing. And I do appreciate it. I thank you so much for engaging. And so what I'm thinking about doing, and I always start out there and ask you guys, I don't know why, but I do. I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about, anyway, during the breaks, right, on the direct, now some of you know you can listen on the radio stations, and that's great. I want you to do that. It's the whole idea. If you're local, I'm going to talk to the people in chat room during the breaks. So if you're on one of the connections live, I don't know what it is. We do the other stuff, Blog Talk or one of those. Whatever it is. I don't even know. YouTube, Facebook, all of that. We can do the live thing there, and I'll talk to you a little bit there, because there's too much stuff to try to answer during the live show. And I'm sure as heck not coming back for a fourth hour online. Ain't going to happen. All right? So anyway, we were talking about Obama's greatest hits. You should go back and get that segment. It is a big deal. I don't think you'll love it. So, yeah, and some of you, when you, yes, you, see what I mean? I get easily distracted. You know, it doesn't take a whole bunch. I'm serious. I'm like that, what is it? How do you distract a cat? You get those little red dot things there, and you put it on the, you put it on a wall and run it around. And the cat chases it all over the place. Anyway, so I started to tell you in the last one there, in the last segment, that I really think, you know, the Mafia are pretty tough guys. There's nothing nice about those guys anywhere. Yeah, laser pointer, that's what it was. And I'm thinking that instead of putting our military men in harm's way, maybe we should have the Mafia handle ISIS. Now, some of you are not going to agree with me, and I'm being somewhat tongue-in-cheek about this, but not really. Because if they're able to do what I think they're able to do, and they've already done it in some places, why not let them handle this? I mean, think about what they've been able to do in the past to some of the worst gangs in this country. The Muslim gangsters, they were harassing, right? They were harassing, and they were picking a fight with a bunch of Sicilians. And Sicilians don't like to be harassed. That's all there is to it. They just don't like it. So the Sicilians beat the Muslims with bats. They pistol-whipped them. They beat some of them so badly, they put them in a coma. Now I'm going to get nasty emails going, you were giggling? Yes, I was giggling. Deal with it, okay? When you have thugs and animals like that that don't give a darn about human life, absolutely none at all, it's about time that they met up with another group of people that don't give a crap when you step all over their stuff. Now, a few months back, I did a story about how the Cosa Nostra decided the Muslim invaders, they're our enemies, period. Not the Muslim refugees. There are plenty of people in Sicily that are not natives of Sicily. They go there, they mind their own business, they do their jobs or whatever they're doing, or some of them go there to retire. It's wonderful, beautiful, it's a great place. I've never gone. I'd love to go someday. I really would. I would love to go to some of those Mediterranean cities and check them out. I wouldn't go over there now if you paid for my way to go there. Not that you couldn't offer to, but I wouldn't go there now. So so as they saw these Muslim thugs coming in here, they decided that that they were going to stop this. They were going to let them. They weren't going to put up with anything from those guys. If you want to know how to handle thugs, whether they're Muslim thugs or not, how's that? That should take the. I don't care if they're Muslim thugs, Christian thugs. I don't care what kind of thugs they are. right? The mafia guys know how to handle him. So a 16-year-old is now hospitalized and in a coma, like the other two. The Egyptian Muslim was housed in a reception center for the city of San Michel. I don't want to go through the whole name. Anyway, a short walk from the theater of where the fight happened. As it reconstructed by the police and reported by the courier, the three Egyptians had already had quarrels with these guys in the past, with these Sicilian boys in the past. And so now, as time went on, they kept antagonizing them more. Right? They kept up the argument. They kept up the fight. They kept up the aggravation, if you would. Now, the article goes on to say, or the paper or whatever, goes on to say, let me read this. Right. The victims, however, have recorded the beating with a cell phone. I'll put that up later on. The video permitted the police to trace the authors of the attack and stop them in their homes where they had fled after leaving a pool of blood in the three Egyptians. Now, the five thugs have told police to be offended by market. I don't know what this means. They were offended by market young Egyptians. But the prosecutor, Verzera, nevertheless, willing arrest and now investigates possible racist motives for the act. There wasn't a racist motive. They were antagonizing the Sicilian guys. It's not about race. It's not about them even being Islamic. It's not about them being Egyptians. But those Muslim guys, yes, they were Muslim guys. They were antagonizing the Sicilians. They were egging them on. Now, I know this is embarrassing for me, but I can't play the video because I don't know if they're swearing in the video. I know some Italian swear words, but I know I don't know them all. So I'm not going to play it. I'll put it up on the website later on. If you want to go back and play it, that's fine. So, as Michael Corleone might say, the family business has been settled today. Now, we don't know that, though, because it might be just the beginning. I mean, these guys might come back looking for more. It's not a smart thing to do. Because here in this country, if you looked in the past, you've seen what happens when somebody picks a fight. Look, and again, I had somebody actually get on my case tonight because they thought I was glamorizing the way I grew up in Boston, how the mafia handled themselves in Boston. No, it's not it at all. Right? But the way I saw things handled in Boston, when the groups would come in and take on, if you would, take on the mafia, be stupid enough to take on the mafia, come into their area, the outside groups, and the mafia handled them, if you did something stupid to the mafia, guess what happened? They come at you 12-fold. See, they know how to squelch a fight. And the way they do that, frankly, and I love it. I think it's exactly what some of our leaders have said in the past, some of our Republican leaders. What was that? One of the breaks that comes back says they bring it. What is it? They hurt one of yours. Oh, they send one of yours to the hospital. You send one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. That's exactly what we should be doing. Okay? They send 10, 15, 20, 25. They behead 250 people. We go out in planes, and we have to get permission from the White House to bomb an ISIS camp or something because we have to make absolutely sure that there's no civilians there. We couldn't bomb ISIS, ISIS oil pipelines because we might hurt the earth. And the drivers might not be ISIS involved. They might be paid drivers. We don't want to hurt anybody by accident. We're out of our minds. You can't protect anybody that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with me and the time you spent listening and interacting. Now, we're here every day. Hopefully you are too. Seriously, have a great and safe rest of the day. And I want you back here tomorrow. Bring money. No, bring friends. Friends, I'll take. You're listening on GCN Live. We will catch you tomorrow.